Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Well, 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 here we are, another fine edition on this Saturday morning, if you're listening to us live, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific, here at Radio Law Talk. The introduction said, now, here's your host, Fred Penny, and for those of you that are regular listeners, you're like, that's not Fred Penny. Fred on assignment today, Todd Kunin. I'm sitting in the big chair, filling in for Fred, and to my right, in the seat of prominence, the position of authority, the person that keeps us all in line, Denise Dirks. How are you?
I am here.
You're here.
I am here, and I'm really well.
Way to sell that. Way to sell. I'm really well. I'm looking a little tired.
We're going to call her Dancing Denise now.
Yeah, a little bird may have told me that that there were good times had and out on the town yesterday. Good to see you this morning, Denise.
Good to see you.
And then behind the glass, staring at us, that smooth, sultry voice.
Vacuous smile.
Vacuous smile. That is none other than Cal Hunter. Morning, Cal.
Hi, good to see you both here, and good to see all the people on the radio today.
That's right, that's right.
Wait, I can't see them, can I?
Well, no, well, yeah.
I wondered when I was a kid if the people on TV could see me.
But do you remember that? Do you remember what was the show Romper Room?
Oh yeah,
do you remember? And at the end of Romper Room, she would stand up and she goes, "And now we'll look into my magic mirror." And she'd hold up this mirror, and there was nothing in it. And
she'd say, "There's Todd.
There's Todd." And there's and I'm sitting there going, "Oh my gosh, she can see me!" And I'm in my underwear. Go no. Yeah, yeah. But only years later did I realize that technology was not possible. So a lot going on in the news this last week. You'd have to be living under a rock if you didn't know anything going on in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Wow, huh? How about that?
So, we'll thoughts and impressions. We're not going to rehash everything that happened. I mean, we'll cover what he was charged with in the verdicts, and everybody knows those. I do have a couple of opinions, not on whether the verdict was right or wrong, but on the process itself and some of the difficulties that both the prosecution and the defense face in a case like this, as well as talking about understanding of what the jury really was presented and maybe how that affected their verdict. We've got that. Other news, well, boy, we saw this one coming. John Gruden,
yeah.
Former Raiders head coach, shocker, taking a bit of legal issue with the circumstances surrounding his exodus from Las Vegas.
Did he notify them of the suit via email?
Yes. Oh, that would be awesome. Yes. No. He notified the Washington football team via email, and it was leaked to the NFL.
There you go.
That's how it works. Yeah. You always hear us on Radio Law Talk when we're talking about a case. We always refer to allegations. It's alleged to have occurred. Well, we're going to cover a case about why it's important to use that term alleged and be careful with certain allegations that you state as fact, when in fact those might not be correct. So it's just an individual gotten a little bit of trouble there. Kobe Bryant's widow is in the news. A little development on the case that she has against, what is the county of L.A.?
L.A.
County. One that I saw here, and look, I used to be a prosecutor. Now I'm a defense attorney, and I'll tell you, the
individuals that were charged in the Malcolm X case. It's always nice to see. It's a two-edged sword. It's nice to see ultimate vindication, and then you feel bad about how long it took to get that and the impingement on their liberty. We've got other stuff. Amazon in the news. I'm surprised Amazon's not in the news more than they already are. Amazon's in the news. We got a bankruptcy with a celebrity, a cyclist in San Diego wins a big award. Another individual who thought he had a big award gets the big award slashed by an appellate court. And we also have news of a fake lawyer.
We do. Now, doesn't the cyclist story fall under the they mess up and we all pay file, not the file that's in?
Yeah, I guess to a certain extent.
That's the way it goes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, the city messes up and they go, well, let's go to the taxpayers and pay these people off, you know?
Yeah, that's what happens.
It's crazy how much money, yeah.
It is. That's a lot of money being thrown around. But, you know, one of the things we do here on Radio Law Talk, again, if you're new to the show, and we want to thank all folks. I think we added a couple of affiliates last week or prior to last week's show, so there are probably people listening for the first time there and around the country. Cal, we're on, what, over 100 stations nationwide.
How cool is that?
Yeah. I mean, that's it.
And we love all of them.
We do.
Every one of them.
We do. And so, one of the things that we do, it's top every hour, at the every hour, you know, to top that, can I talk? Yes.
That's not one of the things we do every hour.
It's still early, and I don't drink coffee, but the Diet Coke hasn't kicked in yet. Still got this glazed over look on my face. One of the things that we do is case or no case. That's where Cal.
Me.
Cal puts, how do I put this? He puts the status of his eternal soul online to try to fool us with the case. He's going to give us a scenario, and Denise and I, and when Fred's here, Fred as well, we try to decide whether or not the scenario is true, and if so, what the outcome is. You ever played a game called Balderdash?
Yeah, well, this is, you know what this is, you know what today is?
What's
because
that?
Fred's gone. It's Risk It Double Points Saturday. If you're willing to risk it, you can get double points, or you can lose double points.
I'm waiting for the Saturday when Fred's not here, but we risk it. And if we win, we get double points. And if we lose, double points are taken away from Fred's total.
From Fred's total.
Yes.
Okay. Or you take them off of mine. I don't have enough.
Yes, that would be my preference. So Cal is going to go. I asked about Balderdash. That's the game where everybody gets a word and then they have to come up with fake definitions for it.
This is
kind of like that. It's legal Balderdash. Cal?
And it's called Case or No Case. And here we go.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
Joel Courtney was a businessman, and he traveled to Cleveland, Ohio, and unfortunately had a major medical emergency and lost his life. He was from Orlando, Florida. This was bad for his family. They loved him a great deal and vice versa. So his son William hopped on a plane, went to Cleveland to attend to the arrangements. The family planned a large church service for Joel, complete with a viewing. So the Cleveland coroner's office released the remains to William with a recommendation for what he said was a reputable funeral service provider. It was agreed that the remains of Mr. Courtney should be embalmed so the funeral at home could come off as planned. Mr. Courtney made his final flight from Cleveland to Orlando for the family, at that time, obviously not the happiest place on earth. And when they got home, 4 days later, they were getting ready to have the service. The remains are brought from the Orlando Funeral Chapel for an open casket viewing. And when they opened the casket, it was a disaster. Decomposition is never a pretty sight or smell. And the family immediately followed the Orlando Funeral Home's advice and closed the casket, had a closed casket service. The Orlando funeral director said it appeared that the Cleveland funeral home, Brace and Brace, did not embalm Mr. Courtney at all. This sickened the family. They went to the Florida attorney and said, we got to do something about this, and asked that attorney if they had a case or no case. And rather than give me an answer, I want you to ruminate on that, because we're getting very close to taking our first break of the big show. And it is a big show today. It's a big show.
Big show. And I have already started to ruminate.
Good.
And I checked the deodorant, so I'm not marinating. I'm just ruminating right now.
He's been embalmed.
Sometimes that might come in handy.
All right, folks, stick around. After this break, we'll come back. You'll hear Denise and I's answers to the case or no case. See if Cal has stumped us. We'll also tell you what the point total is, because I think I'm pretty close to winning the whole enchilada. So stick around. We'll be back.
You want an enchilada dinner? Cool. All right. We'll be back with the rest of Radio Law Talk. Don't go away.
And other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Quack Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time to day. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and is clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bill. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now. 800-710-3739. 800-710-3739. 800-710-3739. That's 800-710-3739.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Where's Fred?
This is a great time to call the show. 855 Law Radio. That's 855 Law Radio.
All right, so we're back. We're going to get the answers to case or no case. Just to recap, essentially, this is a case where the individual, if I got this correct, Cal, this case where the individual, the potential plaintiff in this, had a deceased family member, was his brother?
Dad.
His dad, and... Well, essentially, the funeral home took care of stuff. They showed up when they opened the casket. It turned out that the deceased had not been taken care of properly, and so it was a decomposed body in what they had thought was going to be an open casket funeral. They learned this at the funeral.
Right.
So they close the casket, a lot of trauma, and the potential plaintiff goes to a lawyer to say, do I have a case?
Right. They close the casket. They have to get everybody out, deodorize the place. I mean, it was a real mess. When this stuff happens, it's not pleasant in any way.
Yes.
Very hard on the family. So they said, there's got to be a way. Let's go after that funeral home in Cleveland. They messed up. So what do you think?
Right, and who's going first?
You are.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go first.
Denise dodged the eye glance.
She did. See, last week I tried to dodge the eye glance, and you still picked me.
I know.
So today I figured I'll just go directly straight to you in hopes that you go, oh, he wasn't trying to get out of it.
That's usually an indicator that you want to go first.
So essentially you're saying, danged if I do, danged if I don't. Okay. The Bart Simpson paradox.
Right.
So, all right. Honestly, I don't do personal injury. I think this would fall under that area of the law because of the damages. I don't do personal injury. Wish Fred were here because he'd be able to educate all of us on this. I do hearken back. I hearken back to my days in law school where I recall my torts professor talking about how difficult it is to sustain a case for negligent infliction of emotional distress. But he said one area where it's seen a lot is funeral homes when it comes to how they deal with the deceased and the impact that it can have on the family. And so based on that, I'm going to try to say, because of that, there is a cause of action. They file a case, and the plaintiff wins.
Okay, fair enough.
He wins either at trial or some sort of settlement.
Yeah, okay, that's fair enough. Yeah, if it's a settlement and they get the money, it's a win for them. We can go that
yes.
far. Denise, what say you about this
case?
Well,
it could also be a breach of contract because you would have a contract with the funeral home. And so it sounded to me, though, like that the county referred them to this funeral home and the funeral home shipped the body, but it sounded also like he brought the body home. So that's why I'm kind of confused there.
Well, the county said, here's a guy that I know, and they, by the way, in most counties, they're in a rotation, so they just take the next one on the list.
So you're saying the county, I know a guy.
Yeah.
I know a guy.
I know a guy, yeah, right, right. So the county refers, they give it to him, they give him money to do the funeral services, but it's the most expensive part. The embalming and then the shipping, and they send them home. And what are they going to do? Yeah.
Huh. All right. Well, I better think about. Well, if Todd wins, he wins the game.
That's right. I have one point from victory.
Right.
Oh man.
So if Todd wins, he wins the game. If Todd loses, I could stand to make some money if I choose the other.
Well, not
so if
well,
I
no,
say,
let's clarify,
not
we're not making any money here. There's no wagering in this. It's all
I think of it as, eating is money.
For those of you in the Amargosa Valley and up and down the Interstate 80 corridor in Nevada, you may wager, I suppose, but here we do not. All right, go ahead.
So I'm going to say no case.
No case. So effectively you're saying, regardless of whether I'm right or you're right, we know one thing. Cal will get no points.
Okay, now, were it not strategy, Denise, what would you say? Were it not a strategic position, because you've already made your position clear.
I just think there's something wrong with the facts. I think it's a good scenario, but I just think that it's not a case because there's something odd about the facts.
Hmm. Well, let me tell you how Todd's going to feel when he learns the truth about case or no case. May I?
Unhappy.
Because Denise Dirks wins, case or no case, because it is a scenario, and those kinds of things sadly do happen all too often. But that is case or no case, and the fact is it was a scenario, true story, scenario, but no case.
This just in, I just received...
You just lost.
Now, this is amazing. I just received a subpoena. I just received a subpoena. It looks like it was issued by the court on high
before the almighty judge
as a witness against Cal Hunter for intentionally trying to deceive me with malice aforethought.
Deceiving about the deceased. I mean,
about the deceased? That? Good heavens.
Next hour, by the way, I'm going to take you to Texas and to the DMV line in Texas.
Nice.
You know, like that. Yeah.
Nice, nice. Mm-hmm. Well, look, I guess the legal elephant in the room is the Kyle Rittenhouse trial and,
oh boy,
and the results there. Mr. Rittenhouse facing trial on, had five counts. They were first-degree intentional homicide, attempted first-degree intentional homicide, first-degree reckless homicide, first-degree reckless endangering safety, and first-degree recklessly endangering safety. Those sound like the same, but there were different victims stated for each one of those. And the jury came back, was it yesterday, I believe? Was it yesterday?
Yes.
Yesterday, and found Mr. Rittenhouse not guilty on all counts. And if you are on social media, any form of social media, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, or if you watch the news or anything, you can see that the reactions to that verdict are very divided. There, you know, there's one camp that says, hallelujah, this is great. Other camp says, this is a travesty of justice. How could this have happened? And so certainly it's going to be the topic of discussion for at least the next probably week, maybe even month. We'll see how far it goes. When we come back, I don't want to really get in. I'm not going to get into too much the propriety of the verdict. We got opinions, but I want to talk a little bit more about the task that was before the jury and the prosecution and the defense and what everybody was facing, what made this such a difficult trial to begin with. And we will come back after this bottom of the hour break. You're listening to Case or No Case. You're listening to Radio Law Talk on your favorite station.
Yes, and we thank you for doing that and remind you that if your favorite station turns off the show after an hour or two, which is not unusual, you can always come to RadioLawTalk.com, stream the show live, or listen to all of our previous episodes via podcast at no charge. That's RadioLawTalk.com. The show continues. Stay tuned.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use. It helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. Plus, get free shipping and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost. And delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. Copays and deductibles may apply. 800-251-7560. That's 800-251-7560. Sponsored by U.S. Medical Supply.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many Americans are reacting to the news that Kyle Rittenhouse has been cleared of double homicide and other charges at his trial in Kenosha, Wisconsin. One of them who's commenting is the girlfriend of one of the men he killed.
I am, like I said, not surprised at what happened here today, but I am heartbroken.
That's Hannah Giddings, Anthony Hoover's girlfriend. She says she has a big problem with the system, and she says it's telling her that, quote, no one has to answer for his death. She stressed that she doesn't want to see any more division, though.
No more division between us. Focus on the common goal here.
How would you like to own a first edition copy of the U.S. Constitution? A New York man just purchased one at an auction for $43 million. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Todd has kitty. Boys are weird.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
So we're going to talk about the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict. He was acquitted on the five counts that he was charged with. And obviously, if there were any lesser included offenses, those are offenses that... Almost the same elements, but maybe one element less in what has to be proven, but it's close enough so it's a lesser included offense. He was found not guilty of everything. So one thing I wanted to talk about initially, and I actually use this in jury selection when I'm doing a trial. I hesitate to say that because now I've got some trials coming up, and maybe somebody will listen in and get a tip as to... I'm tipping my hand here, but this is what I an example that I use in jury selection. I use it in closing argument as well, and it's this: nobody wins anything in a criminal trial. Nobody wins anything. Then you should do family law, right?
Right.
Now, if you do a trial in family law, a lot of the issues are child support, alimony, and a lot of things, division of assets, stuff like that, right? And at the end of that, oftentimes, one party is usually writing a check, or several checks in the case of alimony and child support, to another party at the conclusion of that. Somebody, there's a monetary transfer that's a potential. Same thing with personal injury. If somebody's being sued for millions and they win, well, they win a lot. If they lose and there's a cross complaint, even though you filed the original complaint, you could end up paying the other side. Things like that, right?
Potentially.
In a criminal trial, that's not the case. That is not the case. In a criminal trial, At the end of the trial, assuming a jury reaches a verdict, so we're going to exclude those where the jury, I'm going to say mistrial, because if I use the other commonly used term, Denise will start to giggle like a 15-year-old boy.
Boy?
Well, 15-year-old.
The hung jury. Yes. He didn't want to use that.
So in a criminal trial, if a verdict is rendered, there you go. See, Cal, I was trying to, she's starting to giggle, she starts to shake, turns red. In a criminal trial, with a jury verdict, one of two things happens. Either A, and I held up my first finger, either A, the status quo remains the same. Defendant walked into that trial with the presumption of innocence. They find him not guilty. Defendant leaves the trial with the same presumption of innocence intact. Nobody's won anything. Everything stays the way that it was before the trial.
Which is true, unless you follow the media or look at the trial on Facebook.
That's true.
His life will never be the same again.
But I'm not talking about technicality. I'm talking about the law. The second thing is... The other option is the defendant no longer is entitled to the presumption of innocence as to the charges they're facing because they have now been determined to be guilty. And in that case, nobody wins anything. The only thing that's happened is now the defendant has lost that presumption as to those charges. So when a jury reaches a verdict, one of two things happens, either status quo or the defendant loses something. There's no bonus to the DA that we know of. There's no, and the defendant now has to write out a huge check for damages. Restitution might be ordered, but those aren't damages. None of that in a criminal case. None of it. And I think people lose that. And because we pay such a... To me, it's interesting because I got a friend of mine who a personal injury attorney, and we're going to cover some today. We got one where somebody got a $60 million award, right? $60 million award. What was the burden of proof in that case? It was preponderance.
Preponderance of evidence.
Preponderance of evidence. Which side do you believe more? And in a criminal case, and that's in a civil case where $60 million is on the line.
And where the legal firm walks away with about $20 million at the end of the day.
Yeah. $60 million on the line, the burden of proof, preponderance. Who do you believe more? Yet in a criminal case where that amount is not on the line, the only thing on the line really is the presumption of innocence and essentially
the
defendant's liberty, their freedom.
Right.
And what's the burden of proof in that case? Beyond a reasonable doubt, it's a higher burden of proof for that. What does that tell you, in my opinion, what the founding fathers thought of the value of liberty compared to dollars?
I think they said it's more important to get it right, and if we have a few innocent men walking around, it's better than having a few guilty men in jail. That's my sense of that.
That is the axiom.
Guilty men in the jail? No, it's better to have... A few guilty men walking around than having a few innocent.
Right. Few guilty guys walking around rather than having innocent men in jail. I apologize. Right. I flip-flopped my thought.
That's right. It's far better that 100 guilty people go free than one innocent person spend even a day in jail.
Right. That's probably what it is about. But this verdict to me is not about just that. This verdict is to me about the laws in the state of Wisconsin, because the laws in the state of Wisconsin are dramatically different than many other states. And the right to bear arms in Wisconsin is a prioritized right, and the right to go to a protest and take a gun is a right in Wisconsin. It's not something that would be against the law per se.
That's true.
The other thing about Wisconsin law that I found to be astonishing is that not only is self-defense, it's a defense, but usually the burden of proof on that defense is up to the defendant to prove. But in Wisconsin, it's up to the prosecutor to disprove. And it's very hard to disprove a fact or disprove a non-fact. And in this particular case, I don't see there could have been another result. However, it's dangerous what happened, in my opinion.
So the status of that is that the prosecution has to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the defendant did the elements of the crime and that – You have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the defendant was not acting in self-defense at that time.
Right.
That's not just Wisconsin. That's the law in California, too. And that's the law in almost every jurisdiction where they have self-defense.
And speaking of guns to a protest, in Northern California, when BLM was happening, there are people who brought weapons and stood guard in front of stores, and in Los Angeles as well. It's not just Wisconsin where that happens.
And under the facts of the Rittenhouse case, both the defendant and at least one of the victims, or alleged victims, brought guns to the protest.
They were packing, yeah.
The defendant had his open carry, engaged Grosskrantz, the guy who got shot in the bicep, he had his concealed. And so they both brought that to the they both brought guns to the protest. But yeah, you look at this here.
But one was legal and one was not.
That's right. Kyle, or the defendant's, was legal, and Grosskrantz was not.
Right.
But I want to comment on a point that you had made, the point you brought up, though, which was that this was more than just about this case, but about the status of the law in Wisconsin. And this is where it gets kind of dicey when it comes to criminal trials, because the jury has to follow the law as written. The judge has to follow the law as written. The parties, the defense, the prosecution, have to operate within the purview of the law as written. If you don't like, if you're living in Wisconsin and you don't like the law as written, don't expect the courts during the trial process to come up with the amendments you feel should be in play. That's not a judicial function. You need to go to your legislature and change and have them change the law to make changes. There should not be these changes occurring on the bench.
Right. Created by the jury.
By the jury. Just shouldn't happen. And I think that, you know, I've heard this phrase so much in the last 24 hours. So, you know, somebody commenting on social media and it says, so this means that, and then insert your invective here, that somebody can go there and shoot people, somebody can do this. No. What the verdict means right now, what the verdict means is that Kyle Rittenhouse is not guilty of 5 counts. And as much as you want to read into that, if you believe that there is some sort of inherent implication as a result of that, then those pleas need to go to the legislature to change the law so that something like this doesn't happen again.
Yes, or there needs to be better prosecution decisions being made. Maybe they overcharged him and should have charged him with some lesser offenses, and I think that might be a part of the problem.
Love that you brought that up. We come back, we'll talk about how things went for the prosecution and maybe what could have happened differently, and is he still facing charges on the federal level? We'll talk about all that when we come back.
My barbershop conversation was slightly different. The guy said, well, he's guilty. He shouldn't have had that gun. I said, I don't think they're going to put a gun charge, give it that much priority in a murder case. We can talk about that when we come back if you want to.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
This is Radio Law Talk here. Todd and Denise have a lot more to say on this topic, and I'm straining to keep my mouth shut, which is difficult, but stay tuned. This is Radio Law Talk. We appreciate your listening.
Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio...
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down
or moving slow,
and that most everything costs more these days.
But good news! High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Are you serious?
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
So we're talking about the Kyle Rittenhouse case. We're going to move on to the to issues that deal that the prosecution and defense dealt with is something that made this case really difficult. I've heard a lot of folks, again, read a lot where they think that the jury got it wrong and what have you, as far as that there should have been a conviction. And the reaction generally is, look, two people are dead. How does nothing happen? And really, the jury is limited in terms of what they can do. I'll give two examples. First, nobody that is commenting on this case, the judge, to the extent they commented, the judge who was sitting there, the defendant, the defense attorneys, the prosecution, anybody sitting in the courtroom watching the proceedings the entire time, anybody watching on television. Some folks, I guarantee you, probably followed every second that was aired, and none of them were able to see the evidence the same way that the jury did. Not even the judge or the prosecutors, because the judge, prosecutors, and defense, they saw evidence that was excluded. Mm-hmm. They were present during the arguments when the jury was out over the propriety of evidence. So they got to see more and talk about various things that might have gone on. We as the public got to hear all those arguments. None of us were in the same position of the jury that only got to see what made it through the gate of admissible evidence.
Right.
So that's one thing. So the jury didn't see things the same way we did. They only saw what was admissible. The second is the jury had to decide guilt or innocence, guilty or not guilty, of the charges that the prosecution chose to bring. And if there were other lesser charges that could have been brought, they weren't. For example, assault with a deadly weapon or just regular just assault. Battery. There's a slew of charges that the prosecution could have brought, but they elected to go with the most serious charges they could bring. And I think that...
And they tried to amend. They actually tried to get the lesser included offenses to be part of the jury instructions, and that was denied to them.
That's right. And denied in the sense that maybe the court didn't feel that they were appropriate. But here's the thing about lesser includeds, and somebody's out there armchair quarterbacking this. Well, why did they go for everything? Why not? What would have been the harm in alleging assault with a deadly weapon, for example? Well, here's the harm. First of all, if you as a prosecutor think that you're prosecuting somebody who's good for the most serious offense, and you allege something lesser in the complaint, you always run the risk of a juror going, well, you know what, let's do the Solomon split the baby thing. I'm not going to give you the most, but I'm not going to quit. I'll give you the middle of the road. And if you have a very solid case, I'm not saying that that was this case, but if somebody had a very solid case for murder or homicide or any of these charges, you might be shooting yourself in the foot, no pun intended, by alleging something lesser, because now you're giving the jury leeway to go with a lesser offense.
With a lesser punishment.
With a lesser punishment.
Yes.
And I like the way you mentioned that you said that, Denise, for this reason. The jury is charged by the judge. You are not to consider punishment when you're deciding guilt or innocence. Punishment, the effect of a guilty verdict on the defendant moving forward, you are not to consider that. You're not to use your passion, prejudice. You are to look at the evidence, look at the facts, and apply the law, right? However, these are people. These are people who are – this is why we do it in front of people and not computers. And I defy you to find anybody that would be sitting on that jury who did not see the words homicide, intentional homicide, and hear evidence that two people have been killed and not think, as we all do when we hear homicide or something close to murder, and think, a guilty verdict is going to put this guy in jail for the rest of his life.
Yeah, or death.
Yes, in some jurisdictions, that's right. And so because of that, because that's always in the back of the mind, you've got a jury sitting there looking at this going, well, they've kind of given us an all-or-nothing choice, and maybe on a subconscious level they think, I don't want to do that to this kid, as bad as everything was. Whereas if they hadn't charged the most serious and charged, say, assault with a deadly weapon, maybe a jury doesn't make that determination. Maybe they say, well, okay, I don't know what the punishment is for assault with a deadly weapon, but I'm pretty certain it ain't life without parole or anything like that. Yeah, he's good for that, right?
Yeah, I think that's a good point. And my biggest takeaway from this is that you can't – people from other states cannot look at this and try to understand the verdict unless they understand the law that's being applied. That is
absolutely
super important. If this had happened in California, for example, for sure, you know, Rittenhouse – is that how you call it?
Rittenhouse.
Yeah. For sure, Rittenhouse would have been guilty of at least open carry laws, because we don't have it. It's illegal in California. And perhaps other laws that haven't yet been tested completely, if they're constitutional or not, but assault rifles,
California,
those type of things.
Yeah, California has probably the strictest assault weapons ban of all 50 states here. And
yes,
the type of rifle that Rittenhouse was carrying around, based upon the descriptions and everything,
it could have qualified.
It could have, and what I've heard, most likely would have qualified as an illegal assault weapon in the state of California.
Right.
That would make it a felony.
Right, but so. In Wisconsin, open carry is much like in Texas. You can do it. It's open. That's exactly what your right is. That's how they view the Second Amendment right in that state, is that everybody has a right to open carry, but they don't have a right to conceal
a
weapon. And that's you know, it's a different viewpoint from Wisconsin state. So people in California should realize, or any other state where, you know, he might have done something illegal, you got to look at the law that applied in that case, and specifically the state law.
So I have people that I know posting on Instagram saying, so what you're saying is it was okay for him to carry that weapon to a protest, just carrying it by itself. It was okay for him to do that. And the answer is, well, in Wisconsin, it was.
Yeah.
And he was initially charged with being in illegal possession of that firearm, and the judge tossed that because when you looked at the definition of firearms that fall under the purview of that code section, it only applied to short-barreled rifles and shotguns, and this weapon did not qualify under that definition.
Right, and in Wisconsin, the short-barreled ones are the ones that are cut off specifically to make them easier to hide as well. So at least that's what I would think, that that was the basis for it. I know it's very interesting, and I really wanted to take that away. I wanted everybody to understand that we all have different viewpoints, and we're all kind of shaded in a way by the laws in our state. You know, and when we look at things, we're looking at the laws from the state from which we are the most, you know, familiar with. In Wisconsin, this probably did not surprise anybody. And in fact, the judge got rid of that one gun violation, and the prosecution could never prove that Rittenhouse had taken a gun across state lines, which may have been illegal too, but they couldn't prove it because he had said he got the gun from his dad who lived in Wisconsin. It was his gun in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Where his dad lived. So there's one more point that I think that you really should make here, Todd, is that potentially there could be another round of criminal action that brought against Rittenhouse, right?
Technically, yes. Technically, you've heard of the Double Jeopardy Clause in the Constitution, and the Supreme Court has ruled that that does not prevent somebody who is acquitted on state charges from being tried on the federal level for the same or similar charges for conduct arising out of the same event. And so, yes, technically, I think there's a possibility that he could face federal charges. However, my personal opinion is that the probability that will happen is very low. Here's the issue that they've got. Any federal prosecutor that wants to consider bringing charges is going to look at this trial, see the transcripts and statements that were made. They already got a preview of the status of the evidence that would be presented in that trial.
And the testimony specifically.
Yeah.
That was derived from that.
I don't think any federal prosecutor wants to touch that with a 10-foot bowl, because you can't rehabilitate it. If they come back and clean it all up, then you're going to be impeached with the testimony from the prior trial. It's not going to go over well. So,
well, we appreciate your thinking about this, and feel free to give us a call here at Radio Law Talk. Denise, you have the number handy?
I do. It's 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-529-7234. Stay with us for next hour.
Thank you. There's more Radio Law Talk coming right up. 2 more hours, in fact, and you won't want to miss a second of it. Stay tuned.
RadioLawTalk.com. You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.